welcome back. As if the Mary Shelley background podcast wasn't odd enough, here's another odd thing for you. Rather than me explaining and reading every single bit of the Mary Shelley letter assignment, what you need to do right now is open the Mary Shelley letter assignment that's attached to this part of Blackboard, or you can either have the handout right in front of you. I'm going to explain a couple things on it, and they should answer every question. If you look at the handout, I kind of summarized Mary's life and the assignment in italics at the top, where it says Mary Shelley was a unique person, which you already know. Basically write a letter to say how you can relate to her. That's the basic gist of the assignment. Now, there's specific things you have to do. First paragraph, and for 10 points, in your letter somehow, you need to identify with two aspects of Mary's life. If you don't know what they are, look at the fill-in-the-blank guided lecture, re-listen to the podcast, and maybe one of the things you relate to is a lot of tragedy in her life, and you had some tragedy in your life. So, in somewhere in your letter, you'll say, well, Mary, I also had tragedy in my life when blah, blah, blah. There you go. There's 10 points. The next 10 points is the letter addresses two aspects of romanticism. Well, we haven't really talked about romanticism yet, and I'm going to explain it to you right now. Romanticism is, here's my dramatic teacher pause so you know to write this down. Romanticism is a belief, is a philosophy, is a way of thinking about the world. And I guess it can be summed up by the word hippie. The people in Britain that wrote this way in the 1800s, Percy Shelley, Mary Shelley, Lord Byron, were kind of hippies. They believed in a lot of different things, but three major ones we're going to focus on. Three major ones. Here they go. Number one, an appreciation for nature. They really enjoyed nature. Not just liking the woods, but when they went outside and they felt the sunshine on their skin, that literally made them happy. Nature causes emotion. Nature causes emotion. We're going to read in the book where Victor Frankenstein is going through the mountains and goes, oh, these mountains, they're beautiful. They make me feel happy. That's romanticism. Aspect number two of romanticism is appreciation for the underprivileged, for the people in society that are less fortunate than us. In Frankenstein, a group of cottagers is very, very poor, and they get looked after. They get fed, and they get taken care of. That is romanticism. That is caring for people that are less fortunate than you. And that's what Mary Shelley and Percy Shelley and Lord Byron all believed in. So, in this second portion of the assignment, somehow in your letter, you need to say, I also recycle and have an appreciation for nature, and that makes me feel happy when I do that. Something like that. Or maybe you don't believe in it at all. I just need you to connect to it. I don't need you to agree with it. I just need you to say, hey, you care for the underprivileged people? I think that's a bunch of garbage. The third aspect of romanticism that I kind of forgot was something about being a rebel. We talked about Mary Shelley's mother and Mary Shelley's father both being rebels and being atheists and advocating for the rights of women. Well, romanticism reeks of rebellion. It reeks of rebellion. The rebellion's all over the place. So, in the second portion of the letter, you need to have some sort of connection to one of those three aspects of romanticism. The next portion of the letter that you need to include in there are questions. Rather than statements and connections, they're questions. You need to ask her things about her life. If you were sitting down with Mary having coffee at Caribou Coffee or something, and you said, hey Mary, I can relate to your life and I can relate to romanticism, but I was wondering what? I was wondering what it was like to lose three children by the age of 22. I was wondering what it's like to have a book published by the time you're 19. I was wondering what it's like to blah, 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 blah. So ask a couple questions, and the second to last sentence in this portion of the assignment says, possible answers to the questions are proposed. So in other words, if you're saying, what is it like to have a book published when you're 19? You would propose an answer and say, well, I'm assuming that it would make you feel famous and important and powerful. The last part of the assignment is basically grammar stuff. You type it, you put a lot of effort into doing it. There's one idea per paragraph. You avoid writing errors that we go over in the writing minute, and that's 10 points. And then finally at the bottom, aesthetics that we talked about in class basically means pretty. The format for this is open. You can do it however you want. You can type it, you can handwrite it, you can make it a PowerPoint, you can make a photo story, you can make a podcast like I'm making right now. Maybe you want to address an envelope, that might be cool. So however you want to do it, that's how you can do it. As long as you present all the information in the first four paragraphs on this assignment sheet, you're good to go. That'll get you the 40 points. I left a blank for when this assignment is due. This assignment is due 3/18 Thursday. 3/18 Thursday. That'll give you a few days to do it. If you have any questions, rewind the podcast, listen to it again, or ask me in class.
All of which are American dreams.